4 p.m. on the west, 7 p.m. on the east. Because, let's be honest, we have people of our age that don't know our history. And for some reason, the power brokers are trying to erase it. We cannot let that happen. I will not let that happen.
However, you know why I'm inspired? I'm inspired because we have young people like Robert and Chrissy who are making their mark. Okay?
You're just making me feel old, huh?
You are old.
Be quiet, Craig.
I'm glad he's
cut his mic. I'm going to cut his mic.
Robert, Chrissy, make your mark and tell your own story.
And
that's one thing about our community.
Will you please bring your microphone closer so we don't get an echo here?
We allow other people to tell our story.
I have to talk to my brother. I love him.
He called me the game changer, Rob.
The game changer.
When I enter the room, things change.
I'm cutting your mic right now. Be quiet. Let's get back to Robert and Chrissy, because what we do, what you guys are doing individually, are making an impact. The purpose of Groove Swing Speaks is to bring grooves, swings around the globe. Groove swings around the globe. That's what you have to do right there. Okay.
I have a question for Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Do you specialize in reviewing patent applications for certain designs, or is it just as they come in, you just get assigned the new application?
That's a great question.
Oh, most of the time I have a certain type of products that I review. Mostly it's containers, cups, lids, freight containers, pressure vessels, tanks, mostly anything that holds any type of item inside, which basically is the area that I have. That I focus on, but we have so many patent examiners, so many patent reviewers who cover a wide range of inventions, electronics.
So you're saying people are still inventing containers?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
What's special about these containers?
Good Lord.
It could be sometimes the liners on the outside. Okay. Sometimes it could be a special type of closure that, like a magnetic closure. Let's say, for instance, well, I can't use it with this, but if you sort of turn a cup upside down, the magnet is able to close the container so nothing spills out.
Oh,
now I have a question there, Rob.
Oh, boy.
At what point do you start safeguarding your patent? When you start to sketch it out, put it into a draft form, or when it's completed? Because I know there's a difference where you start getting a copyright and a patent, correct, to safeguard your project.
Well, the copyright is on the trademark side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I would say as soon as you get the first drawings down, because that basically shows you pretty much that you've designed that came to your mind
right
as a thought,
because you got a lot of thieves out there and ready to take your idea and run with it. That's the reason why I ask you that, because you could be partially to completion, somebody catch wind that you are doing this and say, hey, I'm going to tweak it a little bit and make it mine. So that's why I ask you, at what point do you safeguard it as a patent?
Now, Rob, you're suggesting to him the provisional patent while you're still trying to think it out, correct? And then move to your standard patent.
That's right. And one thing that Clayton brings up, and this is actually good also from a Black history standpoint, there was an invention that was made in a diner. Now, this is going back to 1883.
Man.
When at a diner, people were eating like hamburgers and fries, and people were complaining about the French fries being too soggy. Well, in Black history, George Crumb came up with taking some of the potatoes, frying it up, and invented the potato chip in 1883. The sad part about it is George Crumb never made any money off of it.
And this is a black man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the idea of, for all these years, for people who are eating potato chips, you can thank a black man for that. Although George Crumb never made money off of it.
Never got paid.
Never got paid. And imagine if he did.
Man.
This is the important thing of why your inventions, what you have in your mind, you have to safeguard them. It's kind of like your baby.
Yeah.
You want to nurture it from the beginning to all the way to the end. And in addition to Chrissy, congratulations on you having your patent. And we do have a couple of grooves who have patents as well.
Hmm.
So.
Can you name one, Robert?
Theo
Clark.
And his patent is regarding to what?
I probably can give maybe a little bit of insight to it, but it basically revolves around stocks.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Robert. Oh my God. Mm.
Robert's a member of our engineer chat.
Craig, will you please speak into your microphone and stop playing? I mean, he's talking like the microphone isn't there, and he's just talking, right? But the audience, bring a little bit closer.
Robert,
No, be quiet. That the cord stretches.
Now, while they're over there playing around, Robert, I have a serious question. Because this is what I deal with.
You mean
and both of them went to Virginia Union, so that's
so.
A lot.
We are both graduates. Both graduates of Virginia Union.
What are you trying to say?
Well, nevertheless, I have a question.
Yeah, you have to put the graduate in there because
let's talk about
and swings graduate.
Let's talk about patents. How much would a person look at trying to start a patent, even at the low end, maybe to the top end?
Too much.
I'll say the best way to find out is going to USPTO.gov.
Repeat that, Robert. Repeat that for the audience.
It's USPTO.gov.
Got it.
There's
a really big difference in filing a patent yourself and getting an attorney, because those figures, as far as cost is concerned, is a very big difference.
Okay.
It is, but I would say basically that we should definitely encourage people, because some people do put in their whole life savings. Because that is something that they believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, with the right connections, they can make a lot of money. I mean, for those of you out there who see this TV show Shark Tank, what's the one thing a lot of the sharks look for? They do look for the patent.
The patent.
Right.
Because that's going to be the royalties. That's going to bring them all that much money, and they can manufacture it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give the inventor either a reasonable amount.
That's right.
But if the inventor is smart enough, perhaps they just might say, you know what? We'll go in for, if we keep 80%, you get 20% or whatever breakdown. But yes, for people who think that, patents don't really amount to much, just maybe something on your wall. No, it makes a lot of money.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, Robert, let me just do this. Also, yes. You mentioned Shark Tanks. If you have your stuff patented, then those guys, those potential investors, know that you believe in what you are doing because you have the common and business sense to protect yourself. Okay? And
that's right.
This is one of our second episode of Groove Swing Speaks. I was inspired last week. I'm even more inspired with you, Robert, you, Chrissy. Look, I'm going to tell you, you guys got to come back. You guys, we have more time to talk about what you are, you, Robert, you, Chrissy, and I promise you, I just want you, and Chrissy, I want you to jump back in there too, to give your takeaways and how we can support your, not only swing, but your own personal endeavors. And Robert, you the same thing. This is incredible. Folks, let me tell you a little secret. Black people have been appropriated since we've been here. The many inventions that have changed, we can go from anything from aviation, technology, education, medicine, name something that we haven't had our hands in. And or, how about the first
insurrection? We didn't have our hands in the insurrection. We didn't have our hands in the insurrection.
We ain't had nothing to do with insurrection. Shut up, Craig.
some people just
we definitely ain't have a hand
off at the mouth.
It's called diarrhea of the mouth. Craig, as much as I love you, yeah, you got diarrhea. But I'm going to cut off your mic. No, Craig, we're not doing this. Let's get back to the importance of what we're doing. And you guys, I'm serious right now. I am so inspired.
Yes, yes.
Okay? Now, there are a lot of people that can or will hear this broadcast, will be inspired because something that you said, Robert, something that you said, Chrissy, is going to inspire someone. I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Uh-oh.
Shut up, Craig.
Uh-oh.
Damn it. I'm cutting off his mic. No, you said, I'm serious right now.
I've heard this before. But no, go ahead.
I just cut off his mic. I sure did. Okay. No, you can't talk, Craig. Be quiet. There was a young lady, I remember, before I started this network, and thank the Lord, we're in our 10th year, our 10th anniversary, self-funded, self-operated, okay? And you can't duplicate what I do, all right? And we have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment. And my brother Robert, man, I love you so much. Robert listens to this program religiously. Thank you, brother.
And hey, you give something to the people, and the people need it.
Thank you. But this program, Groove Swing Speaks, you're talking about community development, child development, education, inspiration. Okay? This is what we need to do. And let's connect the dots.
Hey, Rob. I actually...
you cut your mic back on.
I patented that phrase, Groove Swing Speaks. So if it comes across your desk, make sure you go ahead and expedite that. Go ahead and approve that right away because he...
Well, that might be a trademark right there.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Rob, he's lying.
Cause he's trying to, you know, we were having a conversation and I gave him the term, Groove Swing Speaks. He wanted this long phrase. It's all me, Rob. And,
Lord.
I got Vic Henderson working on it. You know, he's an attorney.
You know, my ears are bleeding right now. My ears are actually bleeding. I wanted to stop. I really do. Now, this is something for my sister Chrissy. Time out. You need the corner. This is for our sister Chrissy. Now, I hope and pray that your program grows to a point where it is a mandated program. And I don't know what you all have to do to get it to that level, to make it a law. Because our education definitely starts before 5 years old.
It does.
And as soon as that child is able to hear a voice, that child is learning right then. So you all are doing a great thing. Education, you guys are on the front line, basically. When they talk about police, nurses, firefighters, all the military people, you guys are on the front line because education goes along with all of that. You can't do anything without knowing your knowledge, your experience. All those things collectively, you put it together and say, hey, I can do this. But you can see for yourself, some of these children are phenoms. They the minds that they have, we're looking at them and all saying, somebody need to develop that mind as quickly as possible, get the garbage out, and let the good stuff pour in because they're going to find the garbage. And next thing you know, their whole intellect is tainted. So I believe in what you're saying, what you're doing. I don't understand why our education systems seem to lack. Because me being in the military, I've seen the difference from location to location. Whereas our children went from Texas to Mississippi. And they were able to teach the children when we migrated or got stationed in Mississippi. My children was able to teach because they were so far in advance. That's how the difference is between state to state. Sometimes city to city, and it's crazy. And you can see why a lot of the well-to-do people want to put their children in private schools because they're going to teach them what they need to know. And that's why. But I believe in what you're doing, Sister Chrissy, and hopefully somebody with a strong voice or voices can hear you guys and say, hey, let's start playing. And bring everybody up on the same level. Okay? And thank you for what you do. Like I said, you one of the first responders to me. All right? Thank you, Brother Rob, for what you do. And maybe I want to talk to you about some copyrights if you're along that line as well. Because you know yourself, I'm an artist. I do anything from T-shirt design. I'm a graphic designer, period. So those are things that I do, and I will be doing more and more as things come along. So if you guys need anything out there from me, let me know. You can find me.
Okay. Hey, let me share something with you guys. Clayton is not only my sibling. I'm his oldest brother.
You are.
And one compliment. Hold on. Let me. Can I speak? One of the proudest moments that I had, because I played groove several years before he did. When he went to college, he plays groove. I said, wow. And not only are we siblings, I mean, I just love this cat. I just love him. But we also groove brothers too. I mean, it doesn't get gooder than that.
Don't tell nobody we're friends though. Don't
say we that. Are friends.
Don't say that out loud.
I'll cut your mic off too.
Do y'all live next door to each other?
No, we don't.
Like y'all
live
very close.
No, actually.
Y'all real tight.
Hey, man, look.
We're in the studio together.
We're all in the same studio together right now tonight.
I know. Do y'all live next door to each other?
No, we don't.
No, I live in Chesterfield.
Yeah, he's about 30 minutes away from me, right? And he complains because he comes down to see me more, which I agree he does, than I have a chance to come to see him. But I tell him he's retired, and I'm still working. Okay. Clay, we're not going to get into this tonight. Oh,
you got any snacks? I'm hungry.
Hey, well, guess what? Did you bring some snacks?
Yes, but Clayton got them in the bag on the table over there.
Okay. Craig, we're not talking to you right now. Okay?
I need an insure.
No, let me go.
Not an insure.
Yeah. You know what? Craig, like I said, I'm not talking to you. The problem is, when I cut his mic off, he cuts it back on.
You didn't have a shocker on that button.
Yeah, and don't tell him that, Rob. He might want to go and do a trademark and a patent on it.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Hey, Rob, back again. I've just had so much enjoyment with you and Chrissy on this broadcast. And you guys got to come back because there's more that you have that the audience need to hear. Because let's talk with Chrissy. Folks, you cannot ignore child development. Come on, man. It has been ignored forever. And it's caused a problem. It's caused a problem because our students are failing. They can't read or write. And do you know, they don't even teach cursive writing anymore in schools. What in the hell is that?
In public school.
They don't have time.
In public school.
Time?
Private schools teach that.
Private schools they do, but
yes.
For some reason,
man,
it's yeah. Calligraphy. That's all it is.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's right, Rob.
Public schools don't have, and to be honest with you, writing in general is kind of being minute because every classroom now has either MacBook, some type of Google Chromebook mm-hmm. that they're using, and they're learning to type more than they're learning to write now. In general, I mean, they're even taking exams online now.
You know what? Chrissy, that breaks my heart.
And technology is taking over. I mean, even books. I mean, now you can get your book on your Kindle or on your iPad.
No.
So even books are not being used as much. I mean, how many bookstores have closed down because a lot of people aren't going?
Well, you're right. And I see why.
Yeah.
I can see why they're doing it.
No, I can't see why.
Not just bookstores, but also libraries.
I can see why.
Why?
We didn't have the technology that you're using right now. You should expect for it to evolve. Cursive writing, how many people actually are going to be using that other than writing their signatures?
Mm-hmm. Right. We go to libraries and
at
that time, but it's because they're there to use the free Wi-Fi and the computers.
Oh, okay.
They're not using the books.
Stop the presses.
Well, that's something.
Stop the presses.
William, that is something that you choose to hold on to.
I'm going to hold to it. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
We need to cut your mic out.
You couldn't. No, hear me out. Because you have really, see, when you start dumbing down society, before Wi-Fi, before Google, any of this, we had to think, use our muscle in whatever cranium you have, had to think you're taking on, folks, this gets deeper than this. Okay? Society has been dumbed down to technology, and we don't think anymore. No, I'm serious about this. No, I am so serious about this because your brain is a muscle. Don't exercise that muscle, it goes away or it shrinks. You start relying on AI and the technical stuff right now, how in the hell you going to survive?
But you know something, Will? Man, you're using the same product that you are talking about.
No. Yes, hey, bro.
You absolutely are.
No. Yeah, I'm using products. But then I have to have discernment how I'm going to use that product.
Well, what let's amazes go, me about...
When let's you go back about- to... Christy, excuse me, sweetie. My sister... Education is essential. So if I'm going to use technology to write my thesis, is it mine? Christy, the floor is yours.
Well, what baffles me working with parents is they will Google anything. How to change a tire, how to do this. But they never Google, how do I raise a child? How do I teach my child how to do something that I know that they should be doing? So, and this is a shameless plug here. I've written 3 children's books as well that educate parents on how to teach their children these particular things and what they're supposed to do. Because a lot of my parents is this is how you read a book to a 2-year-old.
Come on.
Because I hear the same thing all the time. Oh, they won't sit and listen to the story. Developmentally, they're not going to listen to the story yet. They're only 2. The only thing I want them to do at their age is to point to a couple of pictures to identify objects on that page. And they just want to turn the page and go to the next page. That's what's fun with them. So some of the things that people could know, it's just they're not using the technology that we do have available to learn what they're supposed to do to their with their child, so they are ready for school when they get school age.
Yeah, no, man. Please, Chrissy said something valuable. Use the technology, but also, Chrissy, tell me. Use the technology
to educate yourself on what you need to do.
You can do that. You can walk and chew gum at the same time, but apply it when it's necessary and to the benefit of it. Whoever, you have some, I'm talking to you. Have something to say?
No, you're doing a great job. Chrissy's doing a fine job. All I want to know, we don't have enough time for this show tonight. So when
are we
going to bite?
We got another half hour.
We got another half hour?
I'm the host.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Okay,
because.
I'm going to kick you out. You know what? You may not be invited next week. I don't know.
I'm the game changer. This show is centered around me. This show is centered around me. So,
what?
Chrissy, we have not spoken about what Chrissy is doing in the community on behalf of Swings by Swing. We also haven't gotten to what Robert is doing in the community based on or his duties and his roles as a national, international position of Groove 5 Groove.
Oh my
we
God.
Just talked about their professional attributes. We haven't got into anything they're working with Groove and Swing.
I need to turn off my.
And that's another 30 minutes or another hour show.
Okay. And Craig, so you taking the over the entire station. Is that what you saying?
Well, they call me the game changer.
Christine, then Robert, and then Clayton. You know, please, you guys, I need to take a break right now. You guys talk a little bit. Oh, my God.
Who goes first? Robert, Chrissy?
No, as a matter of fact, no, Chrissy, let's go to Rob. Hey, Rob. Hey, brother. I really want to thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to thank
may
you.
I say this is kind of interesting for me because I used to work on a radio station when I was at MIT when I was 22 years old. I have not been back on a radio station until today, about 27 years later.
Man.
But I would say once you get the feeling of it, you never lose it. But also the idea of what you have there is a microphone, which is also a black invention too, the microphone itself. The idea is you have a voice. Everyone has a voice that people need to hear.
Correct.
And it has to be magnified. Whether it is the platform that you use here or the platform that you use out in the streets and the communities that we live in, we all need to be able to be heard one way or the other and stand up for the various different injustices, informalities, and incredulous ideas that people are spewing everywhere. We have to take a stand for it as sisters and brothers locked arm to arm, especially in these days and times where we have schools, states that are taking, are removing our history. And it's already started in Texas, in Florida, also a little bit in Virginia as well.
Correct.
But this has to end because black history is infused in American history, but everything starts from black history anyway. So it's up to us to make sure that we teach not only ourselves, but our next generations, next two, three generations, that they should realize who they are and how proud they should be, whether it's an education, whether it's an invention, or just in the sense of being a foundation for something. We all need to be standing up for our people, standing up for our history, and standing up for what is right. That's my, as I say at the end, usually the phrase, that's my $19.62.
I like that, Rob. 1962. Way to bring it home, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, Chrissy.
You want me to talk about community service?
Yes.
In the community? So, well, according to what we do in my chapter, the Potomoyo Potomac Graduate Chapter, we have three signature community service events that we do. Two are never ending. So those two were already mentioned, which is the Ladybug Library, where we provide books to low-income families. We have the library actually sits in the rental office of a low-income apartment building where residents can either bring a book to leave for someone else to read or take a book. The second thing is our Perseverance Pantry, where we fill that pantry every month for food for people that need it in a different apartment complex, low-income complex. And then our third one that we do yearly, and we've been doing it for the past 7 years, I think it is now, is the Hope Without Boundaries Walk, which is sponsored by the Black and Missing Foundation. Because we know people of color do not get the same amount of media attention when we go missing as our counterparts. So they do this walk every year to shine light on that fact and also display people of color who are still missing for years to try to find them. The project that we are working on this year is called our SAFE project, which stands for Supporting Aging Fosters in Education, where we're trying to get a foster student who's in high school and help them through their prom by supporting them and buying their dress and buying the tickets to prom. And then hopefully we're able to also help them transition into college. So those are the four things that we do within my chapter here in the DMV area.
Great, great. So with that said, and Robert, it's great to have you two here. Maybe William will get back to you guys to set up some other time to have another broadcast with you two as guests. There's just not enough time to what all you two are doing. Robert, we still haven't gotten into some of the things that you're doing on the international level, and I appreciate any time that I call you, you're always available to help me with any venture or issue I have with Groove 5 Groove Social Fellowship Incorporated.
Thank you. And I will probably just say, in the aspect of some of the things that we do, include clothing drives for us with the Northern Virginia Graduate Chapter. We help out by giving out clothes to the needy in the communities that we serve at all ages, men, women, and children. Another thing we have now is an Adopt a Highway program in Northern Virginia, just outside of George Mason University. So it's a cleanup project that we do twice a year. Actually, probably we do a little bit more. And also, one thing that we've done recently, actually something close to my heart, is to be able to work with children's, with Inova Children's Hospital, by giving birthday cards, holiday cards to children that are in the hospital, because sometimes they don't have the opportunity to always, you know, be home with their families, whatever conditions, but give them something to brighten up their day, because everybody needs a ray of sunshine, a smile on their face. And that's what we do. In addition to, in an international aspect, some of the projects include working with what's known as the Good STEM program, donating computers to close the technology gap in the diaspora, which is also, as tying into education, is very critical, because everybody should be able to be up to speed. There's no reason that we should not, everybody should be able to be, have that capability to get up to speed and be able to learn and be educated.
Understood. So with that being said, far as that falls into some of the things that we had on our first show when we were talking about kids development. And it may help you too, Christy. You may get to join in on this. We talk about far as development of children and how having younger parents, somehow it seems that things that were going on in the past generation are not being placed in those values in kids today.
Well, back in years yonder, mm-hmm. You know, you had a lot more women who were homemakers, and they had the ability to stay home with their children and teach them the things that they needed to know before they started school. And now we just aren't in that type of society where, you know, mothers have to go to work. And so they're relying on someone else who will take care of their children while they go to work and try to make ends meet. That's probably one of the biggest things when it comes to early intervention that we're seeing that is a big change. And then it's just lack of knowledge. They just don't know what they should be teaching their child. But I will say, I tell my parents all the time, the CDC has a milestone tracker app that any parent can download, and it will give them the information, including videos, on what their child should be doing from age birth to age five.
Can you repeat that again? The CDC Milestone Tracker app?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So that is the app anybody can download on Apple or Android to track the development of their child and find and learn how to work on specific things to increase development in the five different areas.
Great. So there you have it, the Buzz audience. The CDC Milestone Tracker app will give you a guideline or a roadmap to where your child development should be. Again, we want to thank our two guests, Robert Hicks and Chrissy Coles, for coming on tonight to be a part of our second show on the Buzz, Groove Swing Speaks. And Robert, I got somebody in the trademark office that you might want to give me connect with to get that Groove Swing Speaks. You may want, I'm probably going to give you a call after we get off the air so we can get this ball rolling.
All right. Hey, we're getting back right now. I am WB. Okay.
That's right.
Hey, you know, Craig, you know, he tends to take over at times. Turn your mic on. No, turn your camera on. Turn your camera on. Okay. we still have another 40 minutes to go, and it's not over yet. Robert, I want you to say, and then my sister Christy, for Swing Fi Swing. Man, so glad. We've always been connected, but now we're connecting on a different level. The idea of Groove Swing Speaks is to connect our organizations and let them know what we're all about around the globe. This has been fascinating.
Yes.
You guys got to come back because you have a lot more to say. But I want to start with Christy right now. Christy, you do a lot of things. I read your bio in the beginning, but there's so many things that you are doing. And I'm wondering, do you get any sleep? I'm wondering if you get any sleep.
I love to sleep, so I do get my sleep.
Tell us again, our global audience, everything that you want to say that we left out, and include things that we didn't.
I don't think I left anything out.
Well, one thing that you did.
Shut up, Craig. Man, I'm not talking. I was talking to Chrissy. Be quiet, Craig.
You stated earlier that you were going to run for.
I muted his mic, but it's still working.
You were a candidate for national president. Did you state that earlier? Okay, that's an important thing. Our host missed that, but, you know, that's why the game changer
is. I didn't miss anything.
So you know. If you would like to elaborate on anything about your running for the national president of Swing Five Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated, now's your time.
And Chrissy, I read your bio. And I mentioned everything. Were you listening? His mic is muted, but.
I brought it up.
Chrissy, please, darling, forgive my brother. Okay? Whatever you want to say, please share it with our audience.
I think I've said everything so far. That I needed to say tonight as far as answering questions. But yeah. I'll be more than happy to come back and share other things. I don't want to use it at this platform as a plug or anything right now for the other things that I've been doing. But I'll let Rob take it over.
Okay. No, the whole idea, whatever you're doing, share it. It has to, whether it's a swing, or personal business, we want to hear about that. This is your platform to do that. Then we'll go to Rob.
Well, I did talk earlier about the three children's books that I have written, and they are solely made to educate parents on how to read books to their children. So those are available on my website. So there is, I don't know if you can see.
Okay. No, I can't see that. Tell us your website.
My website is nerdybabyshop.com. Okay. That's where you will find those three books. And then once my second patent comes through, I will also have those items available on the website. Hopefully sometime this year, but it's taking a little bit of time, so we'll see.
Great. Chrissy, I love what you are doing. Absolutely love it. Okay? And I'm going to invite you to come on to two other platforms that's not associated with Groove Swing, but I have two platforms that comes on Saturdays. Just let me know when you're available, because what you're bringing is so invaluable. Okay? I have a show on Saturday mornings called EAW. Okay? EAW stands for Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Radio Show. Okay? But it doesn't always encompasses eating. We have doctors on there. We have various professionals, authors, educators, and people like you, Chrissy. Following that, we have a show called Teens Talk Truth. And I have two amazing young gentlemen that's been with me since the ages of 13 and 11. And they talk to people like you. They talk to educators exclusively, not exclusively, but they talk to educators and authors and doctors and things like that. And I'm so proud of that, because they have developed themselves into radio broadcasters. Okay? And I would love to invite you, and also you, Brother Rob, on those two platforms. Because see, people, we have to realize in our communities, we have so many people that have, and throughout history, our history, that are brilliant, brilliant educators, inventors. Let's go down the spectrum. Anything that has to do with the world, society, government, infrastructure, you better believe we had a major, major hand in that. And we need to educate our people that we are important. We have always, look. Since the beginning of time, we are the people. Rob, hey, my brother, man, I love you, man, because you are there. You are a brother that makes a difference. You are a brother that supports. And I want you to take and share with us any takeaways that you had from this program. And, hey, bro, I love you, man. You've got to come back. Sister Chrissy, you guys got to come back. Okay. And because there's more that we haven't shared tonight. But, Brother Rob, takeaways, comments.
I probably would say this. Without the contributions that black people have made and continue to make, the world as it is now would pretty much still be primitive.
I agree.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of things that we make and also continue to strive to make others, make ourselves better, is definitely a key. And this is also this sense of affirming who we are in the communities that we work in, the communities we serve in, the communities we live in, and the communities we love in. Because it is definitely all of us working together as that community that comes together, that village, basically, that helps raise the children that are in the communities. And they have something to see as an example. I won't say necessarily role models, but you see somebody that people can definitely aspire to be. We always say, especially as parents, we want our children to be better than us. And that's what we need to do as well. I will say, continue to do what you do. And I say, don't let anybody say that you cannot achieve anything, because you can. It's just a matter of just putting your mind to it, and also finding out the people who work around you. I say also to our sister Chrissy and all the sisters of Swing Fi Swing around the world. I just put that in the atmosphere. Because you're all around the world. So definitely, we love you. We appreciate you. And keep doing what you're doing.
You know,
go ahead.
No. I'm sorry to cut you off, brother. Go on.
I was about to say, and my fellowmen, we are Groove Fi Groove Social Fellowship Incorporated. We're the best around, the best in town. We'll pick you up and never let you down.
Say it again for those in the back.
Groove Fi Groove Social Fellowship Incorporated. We're the best around, the best in town. We'll pick you up and never let you down.
All right. That's right. The baddest organization on the planet.
You know, I tell you what. I remember when I was in college and we all had choices. It could have been Kappa, Q's, Alphas, whatever it is. But to me, the Grooves were the baddest. They were the baddest cats on campus. You know what? We party hard, but we work even harder. Because if you want to go to a party, you go to a Groove party. I'm serious like that. I'm serious about that. We even had brothers on campus that had, I don't even know whether it's still allowed or not, dual fraternities. We had some Q's that also turned around and played Groove. I don't know whether that's allowed anymore or not, but that was happening because the Grooves were the baddest. And then when the Swings came on the scene, it made it even better. I'm just, I know it's grammatically not correct, but guess what? This is radio and I have free speech. Okay, it was incredible. Grooves to me just meant a lot. And I pledged decades ago, you know, and I was one of those cats that pledged for 13 weeks. I don't know how many people plays for 13 weeks, but I carry that badge of honor. I'm going to tell you right there.
That's an entire semester.
Well, guess what? I did it. And I have no remorse. And I have no regrets for doing that.
You don't want to talk too much about that.
Were you saying, Clayton?
You don't want to talk too much in depth about your pledge.
Because I played 13 weeks? Okay. I'm just saying.
Cut it.
Oh, they just because. How many weeks did you pledge?
We were orientated.
Yeah. Anyway, let me get back. You know, I'm going to cut both of their mics off. Robert, brother Robert, Excuse me, gentlemen. Gentlemen. You know, I'm going to use this thing lightly right now. Gentlemen. Okay. Let's get back to what I was saying. But, Sister Christy, Brother Robert, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I mean, enlightening experience having you guys on. Also motivating. And hopefully someone that had the pleasure, I said pleasure, of listening to this broadcast, they took something that would inspire them. The whole idea about Groom's Swing Speaks, because all of us have so many different vocations and education and experiences. And can you imagine that you and us, we may be able to inspire some other people, say, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Okay? I can do that. These guys that look like me have done that. I'm awestruck right now. Wow. Lady Chrissy. I just said, Lady Chrissy, with everything you, Brother Robert Hicks, tell your friends about this network. Okay? This program right here will be up on our website tomorrow, in about 24 hours. StudioW.buzz. StudioW.buzz. Your friends, family can hear this anywhere around the globe. That's a global link. StudioW.buzz. They'll be able to see the audio and the video. Also, we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is not a broadcast. This is a stream. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The finest in music, sports, art, comedy, entertainment around the world. Okay? The app. Go to your Apple App Store. Download studio.w. Studio.w or William Worldwide. Either one of those work on Apple. Studio.w or William Worldwide. Android, simply Studio.w. Studio.w. Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa. That's right. iTunes, Spotify, around the globe. Wow. Let's start with, I just started calling her Lady Chrissy. Chrissy, anything that you want to leave with the audience? Chrissy?
I mean, I thank you for inviting me on here and having this platform so we can talk. And now that I've been on, I kind of know what the flow is, so I can come back hopefully and give even more information about our organization. Okay. And information about what everyone is doing.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Hopefully you can come back. Yes, you can come back. I was just hoping that Craig didn't destroy or your experience.
No.
I had to get it because he's always trying to. It doesn't work. He's always trying to get at me, Brother Robert. Man, my cat, Robert. I want to thank you so much, not only for coming on tonight, but when we're doing things throughout the week, guys, gals, you don't want to miss us. We have some of the baddest music programs anywhere. Great music, great fun. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, check out The Buzz. Studio W Buzz. I had to drop another commercial. Robert, brother, your experience right now, and tell us your honest opinion about this network throughout, because you listen to us a lot.
Yes, I say it gets me through the day. It gets me to be able to get some really good music and at all times of the day. Also, the ability to get some really good insight as well. And may I say to the people out there, the music that you hear on this platform is family friendly. Trust and believe that. Is that you can have all your family members listen to this music and pick up something really good. And I will say that it always gives a smile on my face. And then you can also, if you want to, you can get some of your requests in. I know I've done that in the past myself. So it definitely, if you want something that you want to listen to, talk to the man. He'll be able to help you out.
Man. Thank you, my sister Chrissy, my brother Robert. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. Craig, you know, the debut was great, and this has been equally great. Would you agree, Clayton? Clayton,
is my mic cut off? Because I can't.
He said Clayton.
Is my mic still on? Because I thought he cut me off. My mic. Can you hear me, Robert? Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, Venus Flytrap, I can hear you.
Listen.
Everybody can hear you.
Listen, Robert. I want to personally thank you and Chrissy for your time tonight. It was really important for us. But most importantly, it was more important for the listeners. Hopefully we tell other brothers and other sisters about this platform. And hopefully we can make this a nationwide where we can bring on brothers and sisters. And we want to reach the international aspects of getting some of the brothers in Ghana involved in this platform. Please share this platform with other brothers and sisters around the nation that we can move forward and invite other people to share their experiences.
That's right.
With Groove and Swing.
Thank you, Craig. And that is sisters and brothers around the globe. I am so excited about this. I'm so energized about this. I know that we're going to make a difference. Hey, Clayton, your closing remarks, my brother.
You did say Clayton, didn't you?
I did say Clayton.
Yes, that's my name.
I
remember you said that earlier, but you can see why I speak softly, because these two beside me, they're not enough for the whole country.
He didn't go to Union. He went to Pampa Chap.
You see what I mean? But that's okay. I'm smart enough that they would not steal my voice. You understand where I'm coming from? But I want to say this. I appreciate you, sister. I appreciate you, brother, for what you bring to the table. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from you guys in the future, because I know you have so much more that you can offer to us. So I appreciate you. God bless you and your family. And may you be prosperous in everything that you try to do. All right? God bless. Take care of yourself.
Man.
Much love.
It's been absolutely incredible. Lady Chrissy. Brother Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Robert Hicks. Man, thank you so much. Love you, kids.
To dance our way, our out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe. For